Yo, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug about Antares and Auto-Tune. Antares makes the original industry standard Auto-Tune that we all know and love the sound of. We are sponsored by them, so if you visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/Auto-Tune, we do get a small kickback from every purchase. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Please enjoy this episode.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One, two, three.
Yeah! Hello, and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I am your host, DK. And I wanted to do a couple shout-outs before we started today, and that is, one, thank you for everyone who has been leaving a review on Apple Music, if you're listening to Apple Podcasts there. Every single review I try to read, and I really appreciate the feedback. These reviews mean so much to me, and they help me get better interviews, score better interviews, score better content for you guys. And if you have stuff that you want me to talk about, you can leave it in a review as long as it's 5 stars. Ha ha ha. Or you can message me on Instagram, at DEEKEI Mixes. Links are in the description of the bio. Today, I wanted to talk about something very important that I think is going to help you out. This is more of a mindset episode. I know that I kind of keep going back and forth between mindset, business, and techniques. We're going to talk a little bit more about mindset today, but I think this is a very important episode because this is a question that I get a lot, and there is no direct, straightforward answer. So this question came up, and the reason why I want to talk about this podcast came up is on Sunday, so you're listening to this on Tuesday, so on Sunday was my 1,200th day of being a full-time musician and not being paid by someone. It has been 1,200 days, and now, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, 1,202 days since I have, you know, not had a W-2 and not received W-2 income. And I'm really, really excited and glad to be here. And I'm so blessed to be able to do music full time and work with clients and work with artists that I just love so much. Every single client that I've been working on recently has been such a blast. And I love what I do. And the entire purpose of this podcast is to help you figure out what you love. And not just that, help you get good at what you love. And then not just that, we'll take it even further, how to get, you know, how to turn it into a job that pays. Although this is not a business podcast, I do try to give some tips here and there. So this episode, I want to dedicate it to what it takes to become a full-time musician and kind of the entrepreneurial spirit and different options that you can take. So this is a very dear topic for me because I'm going to be totally honest with you. If you've been listening, I am young, quite young enough to probably lose a little bit of credibility just based on my age alone, which hopefully that doesn't happen. But I'm 26 years old, and I have been doing it full time for the past three and a half years. If you do the math, you can count the exact days there. I've been doing audio since I was about 14, kind of started doing mixing, and that's kind of what has been my bread and butter for the longest time, but I didn't really start paying bills until about 3.5, 4 years ago. A little bit less than 4 years ago. So there's a lot of learning and there's a lot of thoughts that go into this topic and some misconceptions. So number one misconception right here is that if you're good enough, you're going to get clients. Yes, this is true. Most of your clients would be referrals, word of mouth. But people don't give enough credit to the entrepreneurial and marketing side of business. If you are trying, and to be fair, this is specifically if you're trying to run your own studio out of your own house or out of your own space, you have your own business and you're the owner of that business, right? Getting, you have to be entrepreneurial. Like you cannot do well if you are not an entrepreneur. And being an entrepreneur is a title, but really I want to talk about it in the sense of mindset. There's a lot of books that you can read, a lot of podcasts and that you can listen to, a lot of YouTube videos. But one book that I think really gets everybody, every entrepreneur started on their journey is a book called 4-Hour Workweek. Really great book by Tim Ferriss. Gloss it over, listen to an audiobook real fast, whatever it takes to kind of get that content in and understand those concepts. You have to be entrepreneurial. A lot of musicians and artists and producers are creative with music, but not creative with marketing, not creative with the business side of stuff. There is no one set way to make money. It's my income is very diverse, and it's been continued to grow more diverse over the years. And I have to go out of my way and do stuff that most people wouldn't think of, most people won't do. And that's how you get ahead, is by thinking ahead and being innovative and creative in how you can expand your business and your marketing. This is such an important topic. I want to recommend one podcast. If you're serious about making money, there is a podcast that I love. And one of the co-hosts was a guest last week or a couple weeks ago. His name was Brian Hood, the one of the founders of FilePass, which is what we mostly talked about. But he runs a podcast called Six Figure Home Studio. If you are trying to make money from your business and trying to gain clients and want to figure out how to be more efficient with your business, you need to stop listening, pause my podcast. You can come back to it. You can pause this episode, come back to it. You need to go subscribe and binge listen to Six Figure Home Studio. It is an amazing podcast. They talk only about business. I listen to it regularly. They don't talk about gear. They don't talk about the skill of anything, but they talk about the basics and application, which is the most important part, not just the basics of the theoretical how to run a business, but it is ways that you can start and like do things now to get more clients, to run a business, to make more money. It is an incredible podcast. I can't speak highly of it enough. I was so blessed to be able to interview Brian Hood from Six Figure Home Studio a few weeks ago. You can look at my previous episodes if you skipped over that one. And later this week, I'm actually interviewing Chris Graham, who's the other host, and we're going to talk about his product and his services that he's offering outside of the podcast. But Chris Graham is the other co-host for Six Figure Home Studio. And not only are they a cool duo and fun to listen to, but they have really, really, really good insights and ways to apply business stuff to your business today. Another misconception too is that you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to start your own business. This idea that you have to own the gear, that you have to run your own spot, that you have to be your own person, that is an idea that doesn't make fully sense to me and to a lot of other people. In my case, I am an entrepreneur. I am very much a businessman first before I am a producer. I love that. And a lot of my clients love that because I'm able to help them market their music. You know, I'm able to give some insights from a business standpoint. But this is not always the case. There are so many opportunities, and let me backwind a little bit. Not so many, but audio is such a diverse thing. If you can get into audio and film, let's say you move to LA and you start getting into audio and film, not only would you get paid substantially a lot, if you can find a passion somewhere and niche somewhere in that, you would make money. And you wouldn't have to be your own self-employed person. You can be hired onto someone, right? Go out and intern, go out and be an assistant, go out and like be trying to work for an actual studio as an employee is a very feasible thing. And there's so many different positions. It's not just your traditional audio engineer, mixer, recording engineer, producer. There's vocal tuning people. There's people that all they do is tune vocals. There's vocal production people. There's movie mastering, not just regular audio mastering. There's so many different stuff. There's post-production film. There's recording on site with a boom mic on site for film and TV. Like, there's so many jobs where you work for someone. And granted, you're going to have to, no matter what, you're going to have to be kind of entrepreneurial and learn business and how that works. But it is possible to find a regular job. But that being said, if you want to find a regular job and be an employee, then location might matter a little bit more than if you were to be self-employed. Like, there's a lot more job opportunities in LA. So you might have to move, for example, or you don't have to. You could find something local. Or to be honest, there's no shame, absolutely no shame in keeping a day job so you can support your night job of becoming a producer, right? If you're starting and you're trying to build your career and platform to become more self-sufficient so you don't have to work for someone, it's not embarrassing. It's not a bad idea to have a day job, because here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you right now. This is a saying that I love that we say here at our studio in our office. Businesses are not made before 6 p.m. They are made after. It's when everybody's gone home. When everybody is done for the day, that's when you get ahead, right? So if you need a day job to support your music, that's not embarrassing. It's not wrong. That's a really good thing. But realize that someday the entire point of working your business at night might be, and this is not for every case, if it is for so you can become self-sufficient during the day, then really focus on that. Don't work at night with a day job supporting you. If your goal is to try to make that full time, don't work like you're trying to, you know, just pay the bills. Work like you're trying to make enough money to pay the bills and then you can quit your job. Like, you know, like that's the kind of effort and work that needs to go into it. One of the last things that I like talking about here, is that with business, again, I've already said this before, it is not a single stream of income. It is not a single stream of income. One more time, I'm going to say this a third time. It is not a single stream of income. That also means, biggest misconception here, do not over-evaluate yourself. If you are not making money at the price point, if you're charging too much money, if you're charging a lot more money and you have no clients coming in, it might be a good idea to lower your rates. Not because you aren't at the skill to charge the rates that you do. It's because there's something called economics. There's something called the marketplace. And where you sit in the marketplace is relative, not based on your skill, unfortunately, relative based on everybody else. And now we live in a time of internet, which is amazing. So that means almost anybody can make a job from anywhere in music, but it also means that you're now competing with online people. I hate to say this, Lander, which sucks, as a mastering engineer, if you're mastering, Lander is technically your competition. So maybe your prices, if you see a huge drop year to year from clients, maybe your prices reflect that and they know that there's a cheaper option, right? I'm not saying charge less. That's not the point. But the point is read the market, understand the economics and how you fit in there and play with it. Test it out. Figure it out where you stand. Charge less, charge more, run a sale, don't run a sale. Sales typically don't do well with temporary discounts. Sales typically don't do well with my company, my business. But there's a lot of options and a lot of different tests that you can run. So a little bit about my business here. I'm not trying to, you know, brag or anything. This is, I'm trying to be real so I can help you and understand kind of work. So, and the last thing that I want to say is with entrepreneurs, the difference between an entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur, and someone who just wants to get a steady job is that entrepreneurs are professional risk takers. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, I take risks and I define my own winnings. It's not a gamble, because gambling means I have no way to help determine the outcome. It is a risk because I don't know what the outcome is. But I can bust my butt and work as hard as I can to try to choose my own outcome, right? So if you're serious about starting a business, I'm trying to write an audiobook about, you know, a few things that I wish I knew before I started a career in audio. Hopefully that'll be out soon. I'm just in a writer's block for a minute. But I'll give that out to anybody that's listened to the podcast for free, but I'll sell it on Amazon for just a few bucks. Anyway, so the greatest thing about being an entrepreneur is that you get to take risks and you define your own winnings. I don't talk about this very much, and people come up to me and in their eyes, they find me successful. Now, successful is very relative. I don't know if I find myself successful. I have a long ways to go, but I have college students come up to me, people who are just starting, and see me and my career and what I've built locally, and they wonder, what the heck did you do? How did you do it? And here's what happened. I'm going to tell my life story, but I hope you can apply this to your own self. I was young when I got married. I was about 21, 22. I think I just turned 22. And the craziest thing about getting married young is that you get fired up, motivated. Your income is no longer based on just yourself. Your rent gets to double. You're supporting someone else. And you feel this even more when you have a kid. But when you're in a serious committed relationship or when you're married, you get a little bit more motivated to make money because that becomes a lot more important. But I also want to say that the people that say that I'm successful, that see me busting my butt, that wondering what the heck I'm doing different, like what's the secret? I have no secret. There is no secret. You know what the secret is? It's busting my ass to make sure stuff gets done. It is literally like people don't know. When I was first starting this studio, I was going to school full time as well, and I was working 120 hours in the studio. Yeah, that's right. Count that up. Full time student with homework and working 120 hours in the studio just to keep the lights on. My wife was the one that was paying the rent, and I was paying the studio rent just to keep it up. And I was able to pay myself a little bit after the first few months, but like $100 or two, like it's nothing. And you do not realize the amount of tears that were shed, the amount of work that I had to put in, the amount of hours that I gave up for sleep, 120 hours plus full-time school. That if you count it out right now, you know, pause this episode to count it out if you want to, but that literally equals about 1 to 3 hours a night of sleep. But that's what it took. I did that for 3 months straight. I was dumb. Now that I look back on it, I realize I could have been a lot more efficient. And now that I have a child and I want to spend more time at home, I'm trying to focus on becoming more efficient, right? But at that point in my life, I needed to do that to keep my doors open. I made a big risk. I took out a loan of $20,000 to open my studio. Relatively speaking, that's a super tiny loan for a business, but it was huge for a 22-year-old punk that wanted to make a business with music. No success rate with music. So the music economy is kind of dying. Well, actually, it's not dying. It's just transitioning, in my opinion. We could talk about that on another episode. But here I am, 22 years old, taking out a $20,000 loan, somehow getting to that point. You know, this is why you want good credit. I took a risk. I took a huge risk. I bit the dust. I was willing to do, I was dead. During that first year, I was dying. And I was crying every weekend, my wife, I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot handle this. This is not worth it. Oh my gosh, like you do not realize the amount of tears that were going into this company. And then here I am 3 years later where it's a little bit more stable. I've learned how to work my systems. I'm a little bit more efficient, so I don't need to be in here 100 hours, you know? And I know what I'm doing and I'm a little bit more stable. And people see the results, but they don't see the shit that I had to go through. Excuse my language. The total shit that I had to go through to get to this point. And even then, I'm still trying to get through a lot more shit to get to an even higher point. But do not think that you can build a career by casually doing it. No, because you're competing. If you're trying to build a career, you're competing with other people in your area or online that are working 120 hours like me, right? You're never going to pass that guy, that kid, that punk, if you don't spend the time, whether it's less efficient like me, like I was, or more efficient like I am now, right? If you're not willing to put in that amount of work, you will not make it. Anybody who's listening to this podcast that's already doing this full time, you know exactly what I mean. I'm probably hearing an amen in the background from all y'all listeners. This is one of the realest things. Sometimes it just takes a lot of work, and that's all you can do. And one of my favorite, we have a catchphrase here in the office. We say, this is a quote from, The Hard Thing About Hard Things, Ben Horowitz. It's a book, Ben Horowitz. He says, if you got to eat shit, don't nibble. And, that's words to live by right here. If you got to eat shit, don't nibble. You know, take it by the fistful, chomp it down, get it ready, you know, like do everything that it takes to make it happen. Cause it doesn't just happen. It's not an overnight thing. And I also say, like, I've been doing this for 4 years. A lot of stuff can happen in 4 years. I'm 26. I'm still young. I feel so great because now I feel like I'm on a trajectory to do well. I have a right trajectory. But here's the thing. If you're young and you want to make a business out of it, you want to make money out of this, do not negate the time and experience. You have to get better. You have to, you know, spread that word of mouth, do good work. You have to have a good portfolio. That stuff takes time. Building a brand and a company takes time, takes experience, nothing other than time and experience, really. So do not be frustrated by your slow growth. Everybody has slow growth. And if you're extra motivated, people tend to be frustrated with their slow growth. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've spent way too many hours crying over my frustration of how slow I'm growing, that I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that. Be humble, be satisfied with your slow growth. Nobody grows fast. Nobody grows fast. Fast is relative. You have time. Keep growing, keep your business going, work on your skill, work on your business, listen to Six Figure Home Studio, help them make you more money. And with that, happy mixing. Stay saucy, my friends. Good luck with your business. Hit me up if you have any questions, if you want any advice, on Instagram at DKMixes, or email me. I get emails a couple times a week and I love it. Every single one of them, I love it. You can email me a rough mix for feedback, or you can just ask for advice. Just hang out. Just talk to me. DEEKEIMixes@gmail.com. DKMixes@gmail.com. Okay. With that, signing off. Thank you. Stay saucy, my friends.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. There are so many amazing free plugins available for download right now to help you with your production and mixing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/plugins to download and get access to a bunch of free and premium plugins on Plugin Boutique. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.